Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Sheffield Live.
Yes, good afternoon and welcome to The Squeak. I'm Luke Crofts.
I'm James Hargreaves.
Hope you're well out there. The weather's turned, hasn't it? It's absolutely nearly gone
torrential.
Drenched. Yeah, torrential is the only way to describe it. Thankfully, it calmed down just as we were getting out of the car.
Yeah.
Because none of us have brought jackets.
So we've not got too wet, but it is looking really, really bad out there.
Yeah, so if you've gone out for a picnic...
By the Queen.
Yeah. you shouldn't have. Right.
What was the Queen wearing yesterday? Did you see any footage?
I did not. No. Are you talking about Trooping the Colour?
Yeah. She was wearing like a luminous green. It was
really.
Yeah. It was shocking. A shocking colour. Shocking green.
Shocking green.
Yeah.
I don't think green's a brilliant colour to wear anyway, is it?
Yeah, especially not fluorescent.
No.
She looked like she was going to a rave.
Like a high visibility green.
Yeah.
Oh no.
She's not going to get run over anyway. Put it that way.
Or a disaster. At least you both see her. Maybe it's a security measure.
Maybe so.
Yeah. The doubling up as
highlight the target.
Doubling. Yeah.
I'm not encouraging or condoning.
I say we do plan on doing a full hour, but if James carries on, we might be arrested. Yeah. So yeah, obviously it's the Queen's official birthday today, isn't it?
Yes, a whole 90, is it?
Yeah, 90. So celebrate with your Pimm's and your other English products.
Yeah, I love Pimm's.
I don't think I've... Oh, no, I have had Pimm's once, so I've had Pimm's. I was drinking it like it was pop. Didn't realise it was alcoholic.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Pimm's is alcoholic, but what I mean is I didn't realise that I'd got Pimm's. I just thought it was pop. But it was really nice.
Well, it tastes just like pop, doesn't it? It's
yeah.
Really, really nice.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. We had it...
Chunks of fruit in it. Yeah. It's how you get your five a day.
Yeah.
Whilst getting drunk.
Yeah, obviously. You don't drink to excess, you know.
Exactly.
Responsible drinking. Oh, for the benefit of the radio, yeah, James has just shown me what the Queen was wearing yesterday. She looks like a mint imperial. Not a mint imperial, a chocolate lime.
Yes, she does.
On the outside.
She does. Yeah. She's small as well, isn't she? If you just stood her in the middle of the Mall in London, you'd think she was just a cone.
Yeah. A little green gnome. Anyway, happy birthday, the Queen.
Yeah, enjoy your picnic.
Yeah, and the Euros have starting on Friday.
Yes.
So we were in the shaky and all of the football songs were being played at the weekend.
Yeah, everywhere showing it, aren't they?
It's yeah.
Like Lead Mill Plug, like all the clubs are open for the big England games.
Yeah, where did you watch the England match last night?
At home.
Or did you stay in?
Yeah.
Yeah. We watched in a shaky. It was good actually. It was good atmosphere, not too busy. Obviously England have let us down again. That's it, competition over. May as well go home.
It was hilarious because 5 minutes before the end of the game, you'd look on Facebook and Twitter and stuff. And we were world beaters. We were gonna win everything. 5 minutes after the game, it's the worst England side ever. They were terrible.
See, I've been disillusioned since the age of eight as a young boy after World Cup 98 in France.
So I've been
tough to sort of please.
You've not lived. You didn't. You weren't there for Italia 90 and no. Euro 96. And
I was alive, but don't remember it really. I remember having a Euro 96 football. But I don't remember much of the tournament. I think I was too young to appreciate it.
Oh, that was. There's a great documentary on iPlayer about it. Alan Shearer did.
Oh, I need to catch up on it.
It's someone really
else,
good.
Yeah, someone else was telling me about it. I've not seen it yet. I've still got Class of 92 to watch. I've recorded that.
That's good.
But I mean, you know, they were saying at half time, you know, England have played really well. You know, created a load of chances. Just need to take them now. And I thought, yeah, well, that's what we always do. We always create chances. Created loads of chances. We had something like seven corners and none of them got past the first man.
It is about as good a performance from England I've seen in a tournament for a long time.
Yeah, but I don't care. I'd rather play rubbish and win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I understand that thought.
You can show me all of the possession. Oh, look, England have smashed it with possession. They've got lots more corners, more successful passes. I don't care. They haven't scored a goal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
You could argue that Russia have been at it all game and then scored. That's what champions do.
It is a results-based game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care about having all the possession.
So now Wales are ahead of us in the table.
Well, it's, you know, a draw's not a bad result. On paper,
no,
as a first result, and now if we beat Wales, we're pretty much guaranteed to go through, aren't we?
Yeah.
So that's what we need to focus on now. Obviously, the match against Wales is Thursday at 2 o'clock. So, don't know whether people will be booking the day off or having a 90-minute lunch break or what.
Yeah. When I've worked places before and there's been tournaments on, they've tended to move your dinner hour around it and give you the extra time to watch the full thing.
Well, I don't know where the land lies with this job now, because obviously I'm field based, so I don't know whether I can just leave at 2 o'clock or what.
Is it not flexi time?
Just make it up whenever you need to. Potentially, yeah. I could just pick up some extra calls on the Wednesday,
yeah,
and then finish early on the Thursday. Yeah. But do I want to, you know, manage my time like that if England are just going to disappoint me again? that's the issue.
Yeah, but what about if England play like they did last night and score every chance?
Well, then we'll win 18-0.
Exactly. So then you'd have missed it.
Yeah, you would. So what? Digress a little bit. What sort of music have we got coming up today? I've heard a few live recordings.
Yeah, the UK's best part-time band has been on the BBC this week, so I've got a couple of tracks from that. I went along to the recording of that, so a description of that. We've also got some electronic from the T Street Band, and we got some classics from Connor Houston and Matt Henshaw.
I must give a nod to Paul Sellers, who does Eclectica. In the 2 hours before us, there was some serious techno on before.
Yes.
As we were sort of preparing.
You thought the record was skipping, didn't you?
No, I knew it wasn't, but I thought I'd just...
I loved that version of New Order, Temptation, that he played.
Yeah, very good.
Big New Order fan.
Mm. Well, you like World in Motion then, of course, won't you?
Yeah, that's awesome. Italian 90.
Oh, is that when it's from?
It's the England song from that, yeah.
Yeah, but they re-recorded that one, didn't they, as early as a few years ago? And John Barnes was doing the rap again.
Yeah.
And he was like double the size he was when he originally recorded it.
Yeah,
he's a big unit now, he's John Barnes.
He is a massive, massive man.
Yeah, I was going to say he gives you a run for your money.
Yes.
Maybe he does now, I don't know. Seen him for a while.
I think he might even be bigger than me.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he quite tall then, John Barnes?
Not from memory.
Have you not met him?
Not met him, no.
All right. I didn't know why I thought you might have done. I actually spoke to John Hemingham in the week.
Oh, yes.
I was pulling out to get onto Home Lane, and it's a nightmare in the morning, and this bloke in this big van let me out, and I was like, oh, it's John Hemingham. Right. If you don't know who John Hemingham is, he's the... He's the founder of the England band, also the Sheffield Wednesday band.
And also the Leeds Rhinos band, also whoever they'll play for money for.
No, I'm not having that. but he let me out and I gave him a ring, so I used to do another show with him on here. And he said, oh, all right, Crofty, I'm just going to get van service because we're taking it to Paris. So
Obviously
they've gone over, the band have gone over in his big van to play for the Euros, so...
Yeah,
and you could hear him last night as well.
It was touch and go whether they'd allow them in, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's always the same problem, obviously, because of the equipment and the noise and everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favourite clips from last night was, I don't think they showed it on British TV, but one of the foreign channels showed it. It was Tango from
Wednesday.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Excuse me.
A.K.A. Paul Gregory.
Yes, Paul Gregory.
Not the Paul Gregory that works for Sheffield Live, by the way. That's a different Paul Gregory.
Yes. Stood next to all the drums, and they're drumming away. And whilst they're drumming away, there's Tango with his belly out in the background, and somebody stood next to him drumming on his belly as though it was a drum. One of the most amusing clips from yesterday. Considering the other clips that we had from the crowd.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, Russia
Excuse me.
Russia have smashed everything up, haven't they? The Russian fans. So they're going to be getting a sanction from UEFA, what I've read in the news this morning.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Terrible.
It was... The thing is, in the ground, it was Russians. But outside the ground, from what I've been reading and seeing, and I've seen a lot of, like, Periscope footage and stuff like that.
Oh,
Stan
yeah.
Collymore on Periscope last night was crazy.
What happened there, then? I didn't see... I was looking at a few of them on Periscope, but I didn't see that one.
It was on Periscope.
If you don't know what Periscope is, by the way, it's a live broadcasting website, pretty much. So you've set your video recording, and that broadcasts from wherever you are in the world.
Yeah. So from
anyone
your phone
can see it. Yeah,
camera,
from your phone,
essentially. So yeah, you stood in the middle of the square in Marseille, and all of a sudden, like, well, there was lots of crowds of like young French youths apparently that started gathering down one side of the square. All of a sudden, loads of whistles went off, and they just charged all the England fans.
Wow.
They were just there having a good time.
It's crazy, isn't it?
So
absolutely crazy.
You can kind of blame the French for that one.
Just blame everybody.
Yeah.
Anyway, better have the first song of the day, and it's quite a cool tune, this.
Yeah.
Shame the weather's not a bit better, but who is it?
T Street Band.
T Street, yes.
They played Rocking Chair on Friday, supported by Ordnance. This is a latest single, Feel It.
Okay, you're listening to The Squeak on 93.2 FM. Get in touch on the Twitter. We are at The Squeak, spelt wrong. We'll be back after T Street.
Street Band.
Yeah, I like that very much. Very summery.
Yeah.
Despite the weather.
Although, despite the rain, it's actually pretty warm still, isn't it?
It's muggy. That's what it is.
Muggy.
Old man term, that, but muggy.
Do you hear that? Is that a Sheffield thing or a northern thing? Or?
I don't know. Definitely northern. It might just be Sheffield and the surrounding area. South Yorkshire.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We've heard it. We know it. That's
yeah,
enough.
It just means like, I mean, I think it might be a Sheffield thing because my dad says close and he's from up north.
Right, okay.
You're like, oh, it's close.
I've heard close before, but isn't close something different?
pass?
Oh, I don't know.
If you know, get in touch. Has that contributed to your cough? Because you sat across from me with a bottle of Summer Fruits Oasis. Yeah, excellent choice, by the way.
Summery Oasis. Yeah. I've got this cough.
You are always ill, though.
So if I start spluttering, I am always ill, yeah. If I start spluttering or just stop talking through halfway through a sentence at some point, then that'll be why.
Yeah.
I went to a doctor's on Saturday morning about it, because I've had it a couple of weeks, and I felt really bad this last couple of weeks. So I sat in the doctor's, and I'm like, explaining to him, like, I got this cough, sore throat, like, bad tight chest, can hardly breathe sometimes, can't sleep at night, get feverish every so often.
Wasn't Dr. O'Connell, was it?
It wasn't, it was Dr. Hakes.
Okay.
Just next door to Dr. O'Connell.
Ah, oh, right, okay.
I sat there, and he looked, the one thing he did was, like, say ah, like, in looking down my mouth, he went, "Oh God, yeah, you've got a really red sore throat there," and like, and he felt my glands. He's like, "Your glands are definitely up." So you're definitely really ill. I'm like, "Oh yeah, what is it?" It's like, "I don't know, some kind of infection or something."
Like, and he's a doctor.
Yeah, I'm like, "Oh, so what can I do about it?" He went, "Well, just see it, let it run its course, just see what it does." I'm like, "Well, I've had it for a couple of weeks now." He says, "Yeah, well, if it's still bad in a couple of weeks, then come back." I'm like, "But I've come now because I've had it for a couple of weeks." And he's like, "No." I'm like, "Isn't there any antibiotics or anything that you can give me?" I was like, "No, we're not going to give you antibiotics unless you come back in a couple of weeks and it's like gone to your chest or something." Like, I can hardly breathe sometimes.
All right, so wait till it's really bad until I treat it.
Yeah, pretty much just sent me away.
Right.
They say the NHS is screwed.
Yeah. I was just going to say there, if you were on antibiotics, you wouldn't be able to drink, would you? Because it would sort of, you know, negate the effects of the antibiotics.
Indeed.
I've had two Daves text me in the space of 20 minutes saying, "You're out for a beer this afternoon."
Two Daves?
Two Daves.
Everybody needs a Dave.
I've got too many. If you want one of mine.
I put up with one of yours already.
I know, yeah. I went out Friday and last night. I'm starting to feel it. I made a disastrous breakfast yesterday morning. Hungover. I went to do the oven in the bacon.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I went to do the bacon in the oven.
It's still disastrous, isn't it?
It's disastrous just talking about what happened. Went to put the bacon in the oven because I can't be bothered frying it. So I just bang it in the oven, let it do what it's doing. And I'd not put the oven on, I put the grill on. So right. I took the bacon out and it was only done on one side. So I'm like, "Oh, brilliant." And then I've cracked the eggs into the pan to fry the eggs, and I've split the yolk and everything, so I ended up with like an egg patty. And then my coffee had gone cold while I was trying to sort that out. It was just a nightmare. Ate it all.
Those hungover, cold. Hungover cooking moments are brilliant.
Yeah, not ideal.
There's a new channel on YouTube, or fairly new, called Kay's Cooking Channel. I don't know if you've seen any clips of this, because it's gone pretty viral on Facebook and stuff this last week.
I'm sure it'll come round.
So it's a woman from Sheffield who has set up
Sheffield?
Yeah.
All right.
Set up her own cookery channel on YouTube, and it, bless her, she's not the best cook in the world, let's say. And it's,
share your pain, Kay.
Yeah. She's willing to try lots of different things, and it all generally comes out very different to what you'd expect.
Well, I mean, to give you an example of how useless I am, I used to think, "Oh, you know, I can hold my own." Can't hold my own. I thought, right, I'll do something simple for dinner the other night. So I'd got some packet rice, and it said, you know, just put it in the microwave with some water, and cook it for however long. So I did just that, but I didn't measure the water out, so I didn't put enough water in. So I came back after 15 minutes, and there was a brick of rice in the bowl.
Yeah.
That was it. So I had to have something else. Well, couldn't even do packet rice.
There's those packets of cooked rice that you can do where if you're microwaving it, you only just need to tear like an inch gap in it and put it in the microwave. You don't have to mess with water or anything.
Yeah. Well, I've since started buying them now. But the packet rice, I thought, oh, it would be easy. And it was going out of date, so I thought, I'll eat that. So I just ruined it.
Or just get some of those bags of rice and boil your rice.
They're not as tasty, though, are they? Like the boiling the bag rices.
Yeah, I think so.
No, not taste anything. I like the rice with, like, you know, bits of peppers in and all that.
Well, what you do is you put some peppers in as you cook it.
It's just complicating things now. Absolutely no. No way. No way.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. No. So, yeah, not a good cook. Anyway, shall we have another one? Another song?
Yeah. As I mentioned, I went along to UK's Best Part-Time Band being filmed at a lead mill.
Right.
It was a couple of months ago now.
What, filmed for what? Television, obviously.
It's for BBC4 and BBC Music. And basically, it's like, it's presented by Rod Gilbert, and he's touring the country to find the UK's best part-time band. So people who've got other jobs and then spend the time in a band in the evenings and stuff. And as he's keen to stress, there's no competition about... It's a competition, but there's no prize at the end of it. You don't win anything. There's no recording contract. There's no kind of Christmas number one or anything. it's just basically done for fun and for the music. It's really good.
And you know, it will give the band some exposure.
Yeah, of course.
So whilst there's no prize...
And the myriad of bands on this show, they're in the second episode now, so you can watch it on iPlayer. The myriad of bands, they go from, even just at the gig we went to at Leadmill, there was an acid bangra rock band.
Wow.
There was a punk band from Sheffield. There was like a folky band from the northeast, like an indie band from Liverpool. Just a vast mixture, and all ages as well. So it's like the punk band from Sheffield are like 20-year-old kids, and then there's a rock band from Wales that are all in the 90s. Like, really, really crazy.
So quite a diverse range there.
Brilliant to watch.
Yeah.
And so I just got a couple of clips from it. Now, unfortunately, what they did is the bands played on a night an original song of theirs, and then they had to do a cover as well. And for some reason, the BBC have shown mostly the covers in the coverage of the live stuff.
Right.
So we've got a couple of the covers, and the first one, as Rod Gilbert will introduce, is Cadavers with Beautiful People, the Marilyn Manson classic.
Yeah, this is a good one, but there's one coming up later on in the show by the Caffreys, which is a cover of a well-known Sheffield number.
Yeah, well...
personal favourite of mine and a friend of mine, Faith. So.
Indeed. And I thought, when I was there at the lead mill, because they all had to pick like a cover and whatever,
yeah,
I thought that they nailed it, because their choice of cover in a Sheffield club is...
It's gonna be a crowd pleaser, isn't it? Definitely.
Basically a crowd pleaser. Yeah, so
absolutely.
Yeah, well, that was their ploy to try and progress, I think.
Well, you know, you've got to play the game. So we'll kick off with the Cadavers first of all. And we've even got Rod Gilbert to introduce them for us.
Thanks, Rod.
Cheers, mate.
Obviously a song all about me being a beautiful person. But yeah, I thought they nailed that. They did really... I was just saying to you off mic there that I used to hate Marilyn Manson, and now I can listen to it and really appreciate it for some reason. It's one of those acquired tastes, I think.
Yeah, almost like blue cheese. You grow into liking it.
No, I hate that stuff.
Really? No, I don't like it either.
That's instant migraine for me, that. Just
really?
Just taste it, instant migraine.
Wow, you are broken, aren't you? You're actually broken.
Yeah.
You're a broken person.
I actually think I'm a zombie. I think I'm already dead.
Well, that's a nice thought. It's come back round to death again.
as we do every week.
I knew we'd get it in there somewhere.
So, that was Cadavers, who were the Sheffield, the one Sheffield band that were represented on UK's Best Part-Time Band. Which, again, it's on iPlayer, well worth watching. It's actually a fun little programme. It was judged by Peter Hook in the North, of New Order.
Oh, right.
The Nations one with Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, that was judged by Midgeur. And then the South one is judged by Jazzy B from Soul to Soul. So
some of your favourite people then?
Yeah, a good mixture of people. There are lots of jokes about Vienna in the first episode. One of my all-time favourite songs.
Yeah, I was listening back to the podcast from last week.
Oh, yeah?
And we'd mentioned Vienna, and I just found myself doing that.
Yeah.
It's a disease. Can't help it.
It's no dancing with tears in my eyes, or Together in Electric Dreams, or...
Together in Electric Dreams is...
Okay.
Humanly.
Yeah, but it was done by Midgeur. He was...
Was
it? The man behind it, yeah.
They were all like mates, weren't they? Because Martin Ware was in Human League originally, wasn't he? In the early days.
And then went on to Heaven 17.
Heaven 17 fame.
Yes. What I didn't know... what I didn't realise until I saw this programme with Midgeur in it, that Midgeur went and played guitar for Thin Lizzy on one of their tours. Which I thought was a bit bizarre.
You wouldn't necessarily put them together, would you?
Yeah, but apparently he's a bit of a punk rocker back in his days.
All right. Well, there you go. Yeah. No, I was going to say a few years ago, we managed to get... It was right before Tramlines.
Yeah.
And it was the year that Martin Ware did that secret gig.
The secret, not so secret gig.
Well, yeah, everybody knew about it, didn't they?
Yeah.
But we wanted to get Martin Ware on. And he said, yeah, I can come and do it on this day.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, brilliant. And then I realised I was away.
Oh, nice.
I know. So one of my favourite bands, Heaven 17, got to Martin Ware in there, and I never got to meet him. So I was a bit gutted, really.
I've got his number in my phone, I think.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe we can...
Give him a ring later.
Yeah. What, on air?
Yeah. He's very, very active on Twitter. A big Wednesday fan, obviously. And he... if you tweet him, he'll always reply. Absolutely.
Oh, right.
He's a nice guy.
Oh, well, maybe next time we've got a two-hour show, we can see if he wants to come on.
He used to help run the Owls Trust back in the day.
Did he? Yeah. Oh, I never knew that.
So John Hemmingham knows him.
It was through John's networking that we managed to get him on.
Yeah.
So I know Martin. Yeah. John knows a lot of people, though.
Yeah.
Well, saying that, so do you.
John does seem to know everybody.
Yeah, yeah. John's
all
just
that from playing a trumpet.
It's a bugle.
Is it a bugle?
Yeah, I always used to say that. He went, Crofty, it's a bugle. I went, okay, fair enough, sorry. They all look the same.
Is that so he can't be accused of blowing his own trumpet?
Quite possibly. John Hemmingham, get away. No, John's just one of them naturally funny people.
Yeah.
He were far too quick for me. I were reminiscing with him the other day when I rang him up, and there'd be me, John, and Danny Pietnik. And between the three of us, I was just like batting between Danny and John because they were both like super quick.
When I first started working at Sheffield Wednesday, John Hemmingham and John Pearson worked together. And
right.
That was a laugh a second. Yeah. It was amazing. Those two bantering off each other was just brilliant.
Yeah.
So anyway, bringing it back round to Martin Ware, Human League. Then the next band that was on the UK's best part-time band, that I've got a clip of, was the Caffreys, and I got it just for you because it's one of your favourite songs.
It is indeed. Me and our friend Faith, whenever there's a sniff of karaoke,
yeah.
That's the first one I put down. So I'm not going to even introduce it, but I'll tell you that it's the Caffreys, and it's a well-known Sheffield number by the Human League. You must have guessed it. You listen to The Squeak on 93.2 FM. When I met you, I picked you out, shook you up, and turned you around, turned you into someone new. Don't you want me, baby? Ooh. Don't you want me? Oh. Thank you! Yeah, so... Of course, it was Don't You Want Me by the Human League. originally.
And you were singing along to that as well.
Yeah, well, you know, it's difficult not to. It's just such a brilliant song, isn't it?
It is.
One of my favourites, And, you know, excellent job. I did say that, oh, he's over singing this a bit, but probably because he's doing it a bit better than I might have done after a few pints.
I think I see what you're saying, but I think it's just them putting their own spin on it.
Yeah, yeah. I think we agreed to disagree, didn't we?
Yeah.
You went, I think it's called putting your own spin in it. Went, oh, forget it.
but yes,
very good.
That's a program to keep your eyes on and to see who progresses and whatever, and see who wins a big deal of nothing at the end of it.
Yeah, a big bag of
that
publicity. yeah. Do you know though? I meant to say this when you said it was on BBC4. Do you not think that it's lost its identity a little bit, BBC4? Because obviously with the decommissioning of BBC3. Which was aimed at the younger population. Yeah. They've now sort of mixed BBC3 and BBC4 together. So, like, we had the Eurovision semi-finals and all that on BBC4, which you never, ever would have seen before.
Not really, because BBC3 still exists, just as an online format.
Yeah, but
it's just
some of the programming on BBC4, though, you wouldn't expect to see on BBC4 if you're going back, like, 6 months.
Oh, I don't know. Eurovision, I think, is a shoe-in for BBC4 because it's that older kind of generation thing that watches it still. The younger kids aren't generally that bothered about it, are they, Luke?
I don't know if I'm young anymore. 26 and a half.
You're about 40 years older than your time anyway.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, I thought, you know, if you could cut a piece out of every show as like a promo teaser, which obviously we can't be bothered to do, but it probably would have been... you said something about, oh, somebody said that radio's losing its way. Technically, now, all it's about is a guy that's older than his time Googling stuff on his phone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which was pretty much the feel of last week's show.
Yeah.
Have you had a trio since?
No, I did actually. I went into a shop after the show last week.
And couldn't move for trio biscuits. They're everywhere.
I had to go to a shop, and I actually found myself on the biscuit aisle.
Really?
Looking to see whether there was any there, and there wasn't.
Now, were you in a convenience store, though?
Yeah, pretty much.
It'll take a while for them to filter through. Burton's Biscuits have just sort of relaunched them in a big way. So, look out for them. Yeah, nice biscuits.
Can't wait.
anyway, we're not getting back into the biscuit segment. I saw something earlier on in the week. Now, there's been a bit of a furore about people being sued for the use of... We were talking about on the way in, actually, because we'd got a live broadcast of Isle of Wight Festival on, and it was Verve with Bittersweet Symphony, which, of course, was involved in a big scandal about rights.
But the Verve pretty much lost all royalties to that because the Rolling Stones sued them because they'd never asked permission to use the
they sampled the orchestral hook, and the Rolling Stones filed a lawsuit at the perfect time for them because the Verve didn't want to delay the release of the album and blah blah blah, and they had to basically pay all the royalties to the Rolling Stones. One thing that that caught people's eye a few months ago was the one with and I've forgotten his blummy name, Robin Thicke.
Oh yeah, Robin Thicke, and it was the Marvin Gaye estate, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah. They sued them and got something ridiculous like $40 million or something.
It was only $4 million, wasn't it? I think.
Oh, was it? I thought it was 40.
It was 4 million. Not Hulk Hogan scale of like 140 million against Gorka.
Yeah, it was. What was the Blurred Lines?
Yes.
Blurred Lines. Yeah.
Which is a goddamn awful song.
But it was very popular, though.
It was. I'm not sure.
I wasn't sure on the similarities, to be honest. I didn't think it sounded all that similar.
I think if you played them back to back, you can kind of see where they're coming from with that one.
Well, the reason I'm bringing all this up is because Ed Sheeran is being sued for $20 million over his track Photograph.
Yes.
Have you seen?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've seen the story. So, Martin Harrington and Thomas Leonard claim it's similar in structure to their song Amazing. Now, for me, there's only so many chords and so many notes.
Absolutely.
So, eventually, we're going to run out. I would argue that we've run out already. I saw a clip of this, don't know who it was, but it was like a musical show, these guys on playing all these different instruments, and they said a lot of songs have got the same chords.
Yeah.
And they were like moving from song to song playing the same chord, so technically lot of songs sound the same.
I don't think that's the case, because
it's a tough one, isn't it,
of chords. If you actually lay down the sheet music side to side between this is what I've seen the other day.
Yeah.
It does look pretty much the same song.
Yeah. Well, the guys suing Ed Sheeran have said, you know, the similarities are instantly recognisable if you put them down.
The thing is, like you say, James. I listened to it and I didn't think it was instantly recognisable as the same song.
No, I'm saying when you lay it down, like you said.
Only when you see the sheet music does it look like the same song. It was just really bizarre. Because although he's playing the same notes in the same order, it does sound different for some reason.
Yeah. Well, the documents laid down together share 39 identical notes.
Of how many?
Well, it doesn't say, but even 39, you know, that is quite a lot over one song.
But you could write out two sentences and the second sentence would share 15 same letters as are in the first sentence, wouldn't they? Or whatever. That's just plucking a figure out of the air. Like.
Yeah, but then, so you're saying there's only 26 letters in the alphabet, so you're bound to reuse some. I'm saying the same thing about notes.
It's the order and style in which you use them, isn't it?
Yeah. Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams did actually have to pay out $7.4 million.
$7.4 million.
Closer to your number than my $40 million.
Close,
I think they were suing him for $40 million. You sue him for more, and then you get back a percentage of what you originally want. So they always ask for more, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a thing lately, because I think was Taylor Swift sued or accused of copying something as well recently. So it's starting to... It might have been.
The cover art or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was the fox.
Yeah. What did the fox say?
But you see what I'm getting at, though. I think since the Blurred Lines one, I think we're starting to see a lot more of this happening. I mean, do you think it's... What do you think? So I think it's a bit...
I think...
Questionable.
Music... Like, whatever music you listen to now is inspired by some other music down the line.
Well, of course it is, yeah. Like everything in life.
And I think if it's carbon copy, fair enough, but, like, there's the four chord style, it's always going to have similarities.
Yeah.
And it's maybe a bit opportunist, I think.
Well, we'll have to see. But, you know, Photograph was a very, very popular song, so if it is the case that he is successfully sued, it's going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah, it was worth mentioning that Matt Cardle, who actually sang the song, he sang it.
It was it his winning single? Oh, no, it wasn't his winning single, was it? But it was written for him.
He's tweeted and said that he's not suing. It's nothing to do with him. And yeah, he thinks that Ed Sheeran's a genius and a brilliant songwriter and stuff.
Yeah, well, it's the people that have written the song.
Yeah,
wanting a. Well, I don't know. I don't want to speak out of turn now because I don't want to get into any trouble. But wanting to sue, believing that their song has been, you know, copied.
Yeah, and if you've written a song and you're proud of it, then you are gonna want to protect your rights to that song, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose. Well, yeah, of course you would. I just think there's too many songs that sound similar.
Yeah.
For it to, you know, be a case worth going after, is all.
Yeah, but there's precedent there, and if you do lay down the sheet music side by side, it does look very, very similar. Mm. It's down for the judge to decide, I guess.
Yes.
It'll get settled out of court probably before that.
Yeah. Let us know what you think anyway on Twitter. Get in touch with us, and you know, if you know any, we'd like local stuff to play on the show. If you know anybody that's in a band, or you're in a band yourself, or a group, or a solo artist, whatever, get in touch with us on Facebook or Twitter, and send us your stuff, and we'll give you some airtime.
Yeah, and you remember Mark from LP Record Store?
Mark Richardson.
That's him. He's putting on a gig at the Washington. He's looking for bands, so
yeah.
So if you want to send us some music, we can pass it on to him.
Yeah,
you might get a gig out of it.
There's a lot of networking to be done in Sheffield at the moment. There's a lot of promoters that we're friends with, and obviously you can get your music played on the radio as well as getting yourself a gig. So and then through the gig you can sell your own merch.
Indeed.
So it's a good time.
It's win-win all round for everybody.
And we need some music to play as well, so it does help us.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got another song now from Connor Houston, who we've played many times before.
Still one of the best talents in Sheffield. I really love this song.
What's it called?
It's called Loose End Lovers.
Just coming up to quarter to three on the squeak.
I'm
Yeah, we hate a fade out, don't we, Luke?
I don't know what you mean.
Classic tune, though.
Yeah, can't tell you what I said off mic there. Connor, stop it.
What about his fading out? But Connor's, it's been announced that Connor's going to be doing the Friday night at the Crystal Bar, the first time that Crystal's done a Friday night at Tramlines.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to
be interesting.
It's going to be very good.
I was just trying to find this fact. There was a fact that I was trying to find where, regarding the number of notes that are available to people in music, and I can't find it now. So, Google, live Googling has failed me on this occasion, Luke.
You see, it's only me that can do that. There's dead air while I'm doing it. There's me that can do it, obviously.
Do you know any amazing facts?
I know that I know a fact about the next story that I was going to talk about.
All right, go on.
You haven't got your headphones on.
I know, it was irritating my ear because it just sounds like somebody crinkling tinfoil in my brain.
Are you questioning the quality of the headphones that we've got in the studio?
I would suggest that the diaphragm on the headphones in there has been popped.
Is that like the equivalent of your eardrum?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
So it just sounds all crinkly.
Okay.
Which is an improvement to your voice when I'm listening to it, but not to the music.
just put your headphones on for a second. Or right. for some seconds, six.
On your birthday.
Congratulations.
That's from last week because the system was down.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Anyway, moving on.
On your birthday.
I'm not doing it.
Don't sing it.
I nearly did there. I nearly
take the breath.
Yeah. No. Going back onto sport, Maria Sharapova's been banned for 2 years.
Yeah.
The result of the failed drugs test.
I think this is really unfortunate.
I do.
Something should be done about this.
Well, I mean, I think they need to draw a line in the sand because what happens is, they constantly review the list of banned substances and constantly add to them.
Yeah.
So, as a sports person in her position, you need to be saying, right, let's get a look at this list and see the new additions. Because it must be sent out to them.
Yeah, of course.
So, really, it's due diligence on her part that she's not followed, or her agent.
Yeah, but
if she's got an agent that should be doing it, then she needs to sack them.
The full circumstances of it are just ridiculous in that the testing was done for a period before the substance was banned anyway. So, technically, she wasn't using a banned substance because the test was before it was actually a banned substance, which is ridiculous in itself.
Mm.
But also,
does seem unfair.
Yeah. But also, the substance that she was using wasn't called what the banned substance was.
Oh.
And
well,
it just...
All right, well,
so there was lots of confusion in that aspect as well. Yeah.
Meldonium was the substance that she was using.
Yeah, but she was using it called something else. Apparently it's called something else commonly, and she didn't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she'd been using this drug for about 10 years.
Yeah.
On the advice of a family doctor. So it wasn't you would suggest it wasn't something that she'd done out of deliberate contravention of the rules.
Exactly.
And so...
And apparently her sporting body, whoever it was, told her that it'd be fine that she was using it. They sanctioned her using it in the past.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, as you'd expect, she said she's going to challenge the decision. The suspension's been backdated to January.
Yeah.
So that does narrow it down a bit if she doesn't lose appeal. But, I mean, 2 years is a long time in tennis, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a long time in any sport, but when you're at the top of your game like that, you need to be playing all the time, don't you?
Yeah, it's a big loss. Big loss for tennis, although I don't really care about tennis that much, to be honest.
Well, no, I don't, but I mean, somebody like that is a big figure in the game. And a role model as well.
Yeah.
That's the important thing. So, I mean, she said she's going to appeal. What do you think?
I would like to think that some common sense would prevail with this.
Yeah, and just say, look, give her a six-month suspension.
Yeah.
Backdated from January and then you can carry on.
Yeah, something like from that. When she actually was tested for the substance.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. But then that's these sports. Hasn't it been happening a lot with Russians? Lots of Russians have been banned from various things recently, haven't they?
Well, it's the state that the Olympics is in, isn't it? The athletes that are failing drugs tests left, right and centre.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It seems
every week there's a new one.
It does seem to be Russia that's having the attention on them at the moment, their athletes. But,
no, odd.
But it's not good for the sport, is it?
No.
Should
we just ban Russia from all sport forever?
Look, do we get any listens in Russia to our show?
I can't remember
on the podcast.
I can't remember any. If we do, we've probably lost it.
I was going to say, we'll probably get censored.
Yeah. Putin will be sending somebody with some plutonium to poison us.
Ooh, allegedly. Controversial, yeah, allegedly. Don't leave your coffee unattended. Was it coffee or was it tea or something?
It was tea, I think, wasn't it? As British as you can get.
So if the Russians don't kill us, the Queen's Guards will.
Yeah.
We've done well. It's coming up to 5-3 and we're still here.
Yeah, just about.
They're not bulletproof, these windows, are they?
Probably not.
No.
But I'm not wearing a fluorescent green for the sniper to be able to spot me that easily.
No, that's true. That's true. Well, we've got one more song we're going to squeeze in. It's a Matt Henshaw number, and it's Belief Is All.
Indeed.
So this is the last song of the day before we hand over to DJ Ski. We'll be here with Platinum Plates at 3 o'clock, taking through until 5. This is Matt Henshaw. Good tune that from Matt Henshaw.
I love it. That's one of my favourite songs of the year so far as well, that one.
Yeah, Belief Is All. You got any gigs coming up, James? Matt Henshaw? I suppose everyone's geared up for Tramlines now, like you were saying.
Yeah, earlier. I've not seen him down for anything, particularly in Sheffield. He's from well, he's from Sheffield originally. He's based out of Leicester, I think.
Oh, right, okay.
So he's doing a lot of gigs down that way, but yeah, well, I've not seen any. Someone needs to get him back into Sheffield.
Well, I mean, if you've missed the show or you want to catch up or re-listen to any of the music, we'll be on podcasting sites such as iTunes and Acast from the early part of next week, you can check out all of the music. We'll give you the details of the musicians so you can check them out on Facebook and Spotify if they're on there and all that.
Indeed.
Just about time for us to go. DJ Ski's here with his cool new shades. I like them, Rob. All right. Them sunglasses, very good.
He's not wearing sunglasses in this rain, is he?
Yeah, look, they're blue.
Driving glasses?
Very nice. Very nice.
Is that...
disguised before Russians that are going to pay us a visit.
Yeah. I know, yeah. They'll just get here in time for you starting.
Light, man. That should do it, shouldn't it?
And your orange shirt as well. You know what I mean? They'll not miss you.
If anybody's sniping through these windows, you're the key target now. But yeah, DJ Ski is so cool. He has driving glasses.
I'm just gonna say, it puts us to shame. We're massively out of shape. Well, you're more out of shape than I am, to be fair. And Rob comes in straight from gym. DJ Ski.
I think I'm too cool to be newt.
Yeah, indeed. Too cool for Nuke.
Nobody's too cool for plutonium in the tea, Rob. Allegedly. Anyway, yeah, so, just about time for us to leave, but what are you doing through the week, James?
This week?
Nursing your cough, of course.
Yeah.
Drinking plenty of water.
Some weird stuff going on this week.
Do I want to know?
I'm doing a lot of work with the Bailey of Sheffield people again.
Yeah, the bracelets.
Yeah, going through... a meeting about some SEO and AdWords and stuff tomorrow.
Ah, right.
And then
I know an SEO. So do you.
You know an SEO? Yeah, I do know an SEO.
Bit of pain in our backside.
Pain in what?
Oh, that was so close.
So close.
Pulled it back.
And yeah, I got other stuff. Like, I'm going to be paying a visit to the court tomorrow. Not because I've done anything wrong, just to have a look around.
You're not copied someone's music, have you?
not again.
Not drawn a fox in the style of Taylor Swift's logo, have you? Again.
A fox in the style of Taylor Swift would be interesting.
In the style of her logo, I mean, not in the style of her. Look, it could work. She's got a pointy face, hasn't she?
I guess so. Yeah.
Allegedly.
We're just going to insult everybody every week on this show.
We're not doing a bad job of it, are we?
No.
Anyway, no, we must go. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Hopefully the weather picks up this afternoon. And if you're watching any football, enjoy yourself. Yep. We'll be back same time next week. Catch us on the podcast if you've missed us. Bye-bye.
Bye.